This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Money is not just money. It can also be an expression of racial discrimination. A new report suggests that racial bias may play a role in higher borrowing costs for historically black colleges and universities. The data show the costs get, for instance, in the case of a $30 million bond, is about $50,000 higher than for a predominantly white college with the same credit rating. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, pay 15% to 20% more to issue bonds than similar traditionally white schools. William Mayhew is an accounting professor at Duke and one of the report's authors. He says traders have to search harder to find buyers for those bonds, and not because of a higher risk of default. Researchers saw the same effect even when comparing bonds with AAA credit ratings insured by the same company.
That allows us to be pretty confident that we're able to take out the economic effects, and what's left is racism.
Sydney Evans is familiar with those higher costs, having served as chief financial officer of several historically black colleges.
HBCUs are already facing scarce resources. And if you don't have the capacity to borrow, you can't advance your institution.
Evans says that $50,000 difference in cost could pay for 10 scholarships. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.